Join the conversation today. Text us on 0499 736 736. Live on SEN Track. Welcome to Trot's Life.
Yes, great to have your company back here on Trot's Life Thursday, the 21st of March. Paul Sebastiani is my name, joined in the studio. What's this now, the fourth week in a row, Vince?
Something like that. Yeah. I'm getting paid so much to be here that I can't resist.
The cup of coffee is pretty good, isn't it? You cannot resist the cups of coffee here in the
Anything
SEM
for
building.
You, Mr. Sebastiani.
Thank you
it's
very
a
much,
pleasure
sir.
To be working
Thank
with
you. Very much. And likewise.
With you,
well.
Sir.
And likewise as well. Now, joining us on the line is a young man. Now, he drove his first Menangle double back on back in December 2023. But fast forward to today. And it's a fledgling career that could potentially be reaching some pretty high heights, Vince. And you made mention that this young man has a few family ties in the industry.
My word.
Which is always great to hear. And he joins us on the line now. Lucas Rando or Rando? How's it pronounced, Lucas? Is it Rando or Rando?
Ah. You can go either or.
I bet you at school you used to get Rambo, didn't you?
Oh, I did. Got a few that I probably can't say on air. Either.
Yeah. Maybe for after hours. Lucas, yeah. Thank you very much for joining us. First off, how are you? How's it all going in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks. Things are ticking along all right. You know, it's there's a large pool of drivers up here, which sort of makes it hard in regards to opportunity. But, you know, we're pressing on and we're chipping away, so that's all we can do.
Of course, absolutely. Now, Vince mentioned off the top that you've got some family ties in the industry as well. Can you sort of maybe expand on that and how it all started for you? You're still young, but I suppose maybe rewinding a few years back where it all began for you as a young fella.
Yeah, so as you guys mentioned, my family has a deep history in this sport. My great-great-grandfather, Giacomo, when he came over from Italy, this was sort of his hobby. And he was primarily an owner, but he dabbled in training and driving too. Mm-hmm. And his son, Stephen, who's my grandfather, he was at one time a sort of semi-professional trainer driver, and he was the Mitavite representative sort of Sydney region for a long time. So he had quite a lot to do with the sport. Then his sons, my father, James, who's a hobbyist trainer, always, you know, messed around with his one or two horses. But his other son, my uncle Joe, and his wife Mary, they're professionals. They train out of Menangle now. And then I sort of got my introduction to the sport through both my aunt and uncle and my father. And, everything sort of just happened through them.
Now, you do realise, Lucas, that you're very fortunate to be interviewed today by two guys who have an Italian heritage. So when you said your great-grandfather's name was Giacomo, can I ask you, what part of Italy is that from?
So he's from the Apulian Isles. He's from a little their family comes from a little island called Filicudi.
Oh, right. Okay. Is that off what part of the mainland is that off?
It's off the coast of Sicily, I think.
Sicily.
Oh, beautiful. There you go.
Siciliano.
Beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, I'm half Sicilian and half Calabrese. That's why every time I wake up in the morning, I want to smack myself in the mouth. How about you? Are you is the whole both sides of the family from around that way, Sicily?
Yep, all the Italians. So both my grandfathers and one of my grandmothers all from that part of Italy.
They're
all from the same islands. And then my maternal grandmother was Australian.
There you go. Very good.
All from the islands.
We get the best of both worlds.
Yeah. And no doubt the family's involved in other things other than just owning a few horses and training a few. They're more like hobby trainers, etc. They're apart from your uncles, which are full-time now, aren't they? What else do they do? Like what your mum and dad do?
So my father's a cornice plasterer, always has been. He's done that since he left school when he was about 17. And my mother, she just sort of, she never really had a career. She was always sort of the stay-at-home mum sort of thing. But she helps my father with the horses and that sort of.
Terrific.
Her passion now too.
Now, I watched a little YouTube clip on Lucas last night doing a little bit of homework for this interview.
Funny you say that. Lucas, did you even know about this?
They had told me that naturally I knew it was filmed and everything. Like I did the interview and they messaged me to say that it was going to go on air that morning. And then I never got told like where to watch it or anything, so I didn't end up watching it till after.
That's why you got us.
Yeah. Well, I think it was in the YouTube interview where I think you said that if it didn't quite work out for you as a driver, that you were looking at getting a career in the media in that sense. So maybe Paul Sebastiani's job is under threat here.
Yeah, he's got to watch out.
You're always welcome in the studios here, Lucas. By all means, mate. By all means. Now, from a driving perspective, where do you see it all lying for you? Not just in the present, but moving forward. What's your dream with regards to the harness racing industry? How do you picture yourself in the next few years?
Well, ideally, I'd love to be like Cameron Hart and just drive full time. I think he has the most wonderful job in the world. The whole the training side of things doesn't create much allure to me, and it honestly never really has. Mm-hmm. So being in the stable environment is brilliant in a sense because you learn so much, and most trainers with phenomenal drivers or are good drivers in themselves, so it's very rewarding in the tutoring and mentoring I get from them. But ideally, I'd love to just drive, like whether that be in Sydney or Perth. Perth's probably... If it doesn't work out in Sydney, Perth is where I'm leaning towards. But
oh, wow.
I simply adore the lifestyle over here, and I have no intent to go on anytime soon.
Why Perth, can I ask, Lucas? Is there something enticing you over there other than the beautiful weather?
You might get excited by this, Vince.
The racing is just simply phenomenal.
Yeah, I agree.
I just think it's the most elite racing anywhere in Australia.
I love it. Every Friday night, it's the best meeting of the week.
Oh, 100%. I stay up. Most weeks I'm coming back from Newcastle. I'm more excited for the car ride home back from Newcastle because I can sit there and watch the races. And
that's the beauty of them being 3 hours behind in summer, isn't it? You're still, at 11 o'clock, it's only race five. But I guess you've got some ambitions as a driver there. I mean, you mentioned Cameron Hart. It'd be nice to win an Inter-Dominion or a Hunter Cup or something like that one day. But have you set yourself some time ambitions in that sense? Like, do you just want to be a full time driver for good, or are you sort of giving yourself certain ambitions in terms of having to achieve them by a certain time? I'm probably not wording this very well, but have you got certain goals that you've set for yourself and some time limits on achieving them?
Yeah, sort of. I've got a couple of years left in my claim. If things don't really start to kick in the gear across the next sort of...
Yep.
Honestly, the next 6 months, I'm going to start thinking about things more practically. But I'm going to try and see out the rest of my claim.
You claim five at the moment, don't you?
Yeah, I do, and I've still got 50-odd winners left to go with that. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to outdrive that before I do anything else, really. But
that'll get you some good opportunities on good horses, having a claim like that.
Yeah, it's tough. Like as I said off the top, there's a really deep pool of drivers in Sydney, especially in the concession ranks. So it's quite competitive. It's hard to pick up drives here, which is probably my biggest issue I'm facing at the moment. I'm just honestly not driving a lot. But I'd like to hope that if I stick at it, the right opportunities will come along at some point.
Yeah, of course. Are you, at the moment, obviously, you've got the family ties and family association when it comes to driving and the stable. But have you got an association particularly with any other stable at the moment?
Yeah, at the moment, I don't actually. Mm-hmm. I'm in my last week working with Jared Ouchen now. Yep. I've only got the rest of this week left before we part ways. He's been brilliant to me from the mentoring side of things. Mm-hmm. And I've previously worked for Paul Fitzpatrick and Gavin Fitzpatrick.
Yep.
And I honestly can't thank them enough for everything they did for me. Gavin especially, like, he just completely changed the way I drive and the way I approach racing. And he... Mm. was better to me than I could have ever possibly imagined, and I'm forever grateful for what they did for me. But other than that, not really. I get a lot of support off Peter Hansen and the team out there. An owner called Scott McDonald seems to put a lot of faith in me, and I'm very grateful for him. And there's another young trainer, he's only my age, down the south coast, named Ben Swan. He's only just sort of starting out, but he does a good job with his horses, and he's been he's been very, very good to me in regards to opportunity as well.
Very good. Well, we noticed that in race five tomorrow, Saturday night at Menangle, the Charlie Furina Memorial, you've got to drive on a horse called Our Southern Star. Can you give us a bit of an idea of your chances on that?
Yes. The horse is going absolutely sensational. Her closing sectionals every start since Mr. Binskin's come in her care has been just outstanding. I used to drive her a little bit when her owner, trainer, Steve Conroy, had her.
Right.
And I still don't actually know why he sent her to DJ. But anyways, he sent her to Mr. Binskin, and I was fortunate enough to get on her a couple of starts ago, and she won in 150, and he's left me on thereafter. And it's a very strong race. She's in Saturday, but I thought the race shape might suit. There does seem to be quite a lot of tempo engaged, and her last run was probably better than it appeared. She's a very one-dimensional sort of horse. I had to do a little bit of work to hold my spot last week and probably told a bit late, whereas this week I'm hoping from the sort of middle of the alley draw I can just slide across or get straight to the fence ideally and not have to do any work. And if they ever do it in front, I wouldn't be surprised if she was in the line into a placing at least late.
Well, there we go. So race five, number five, Our Southern Star this weekend at Menangle. Lucas, just before we let you go, I've got two... I think they're important questions to ask any person in the racing industry. The first horse you fell in love with, the first horse that you just remember from when you were a young kid that made you fall in love with racing, and then the race that you want to win as a driver.
Yep, first one I've got a very quick, very simple answer for. Blacks of Fate probably is my entire impetus to loving this sport. One of my core memories as a child was the 2010 Inter Dominion, and he won it here at Menangle. And I still, probably once a week, I will watch the replay of that race because it is hard to appreciate.
Yeah.
He did it the way he did back then in the time he did, because horses don't do that now, let alone back then.
He's but an enormous race, run. Yep.
Yeah, and just the quality of horse in behind him. Like, he had actual champions chasing him after doing all that work and they couldn't get him.
Yep.
But after the race, I had made this, like, poster saying I love Blackie with it. And after the race...
Isn't that great?
Nat Rasmussen was going around signing autographs, and she come and signed my one. And I it pains me. I still don't know the name of the gentleman that used to own that horse. It was her father, wasn't it?
We can do some research during the break. Vince is usually an encyclopedia with his kind of stuff.
I think you'll find. I'm trying to remember her father's name. I think was Vic Rasmussen.
Right.
I'm trying to work out whether it was him that owned it or whether it was Grant Dixon's father, Bill, who had a lot to do with it too. Because back then, Natalie and Grant Dixon used to be together.
Okay, there you go.
So can't remember exactly which father was the most one involved in that one, but I'm sure they all had a bit of a piece of the action when it came to punting on it, that's for sure.
I'll do a bit of a Google search when we get to a break. And the last one, Lucas, as a driver, what's the race that just is the pinnacle for you that you would love to win?
In your dreams, type of race.
Yeah, WA Cup.
Oh, interesting.
It takes a good horse, and it takes a lot to go right.
Okay.
That's not an easy race to win.
Okay,
that's probably the one I want the most.
The WA Cup. You and Vince can shake hands because he's a massive, probably the biggest WA racing fan I know. It's a meeting of two worlds. So you're combining to one.
You've got to get down to the Ribbon of Lights down there across the park as they go by the palms at the 450. In fact, I'll get a little race call up for you later on that one.
We might have to. Lucas, we appreciate you giving us your time out of what I'm sure is a busy, busy day. And I'll let you know when this story goes up so you can actually listen. There we go. Lucas Rando joining us on the line there for Trot's Life. We'll get a quick break out the way and come back.